Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to 1 Corinthians, if you would. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Tell me how you grow up. Not your idea of what the scripture says. What? What? What's that first word you're saying? What? Speaking. 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 And there's revelation here this morning. How are you going to grow up from where you are right now to the next place? Does it matter what's in your mouth?
Yes.
Speaking the truth in love may grow up. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. What does it say? When I was a child, when I was a Napios, I what? What's the first thing? How do you know a child to be a child? I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. So then how would you know you're growing up? Your speaking changes. Your understanding changes. Your thinking changes. Notice he didn't start off with the thinking. What did he start off with? Now see, people have missed it here again and again and again. They think, well, my deal is I got to get my head straight. I got to get my head straight. And if I could get my head straight, then I'd get my mouth straight. You got it backwards. That's not how the Bible mentions it. You remember Joshua? God's instructions to Joshua for success? This book of the law shall what? Shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein. Not, well, hold on. Isn't it that if I get my meditation right, then I get my words? No, that's backwards. That's how most people believe it, but it's backwards. Get your mouth in gear. Get your mouth in the right thing, and it'll straighten your thinking out. Oh man, this is exciting. The reason I'm excited, because if you do this, you will immediately begin to grow. You will immediately begin to develop. People sit around and just try to wage a silent mental warfare. Wrong thoughts come and they go, oh, I shouldn't think that. I shouldn't think that. And so they sit down and they try to think a right thought against it. And so it's wrong, wrong, wrong. And I got to go, no. Right, right, right. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Right, right, right. Wrong, right, wrong, right, wrong, right. Oh, this is giving me a headache. Oh, right, right. We're told what to do. Don't just sit there silently. You've got a great weapon. It's right under your nose. It's the truth. It's your mouth. It's your mouth. Somebody says, why do you say that, Brother Keith? Because God has designed us in such a way that when we speak on purpose, it interrupts our thought processes. It arrests what's going on in our mind and superimposes what we're saying on our mind. Let me prove it to you. You ready? Let me prove it to you. We're going to do a demonstration here. We're going to count to 20 silently in our mind. We're not going to say it out loud. We're going to count definitely, but just inside ourselves. In our mind, we're going to count. You ready to do it? I want you to focus. Not let anything break your concentration. I want you to, when I say begin, I want you to count 1 to 20 and don't stop. But While you're doing that, I'm going to ask you to repeat some things after me. I'm going to say some things, and I want you to say what I say right after I say it. I want you to say it the way I say it, but don't stop counting. Are you ready? Now focus. Are you ready? All right, you can even close your eyes to help your concentration. Are you ready? Begin counting. 1 to 20 now. Jesus is Lord. Count. Don't lose your place. Count. By His stripes, I am healed. Don't lose your place. How'd you come out? How'd you come out? What happens? To do what I said? It interrupts your thought processes and superimposes what you're saying on your mind. What does that mean? You can control your mind with your mouth. Oh, glory to God. Man, this is victory, guys. You can control your mind with your mouth. God designed you that way. People say, I got all these terrible mind problems. I can't control my mind. Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. Now, the enemy is a persistent cuss. And just generally a sorry individual. But he is a persistent cuss. And he will bring things to you again and again. Have you ever noticed it? He'll bring thoughts to you and thoughts to you and thoughts to you. And if you're smart, what will you do? You will not just sit there and think them and try to wage a silent mental battle. What will you do? You'll open your, let's say thoughts come and go, this is bad. This is bad. You're not going to be healed this time. You're not going to make it this time. You're not coming out of this. You're not coming out of this. What should you do? What if somebody sits there and gets depressed? What does that prove? They just sitting there thinking about it. This is where the spiritual warfare is really occurring. This is real spiritual warfare. Not what a lot of people have imagined. Think about the text. Our warfare is not carnal. But it's what? The weapons of our warfare. But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now people have imagined that that stronghold's in the heavenlies. But that is not the context. What's the very next phrase? Casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought. The strongholds he's talking about are between people's ears. And the thoughts. That's what gets folk in trouble. Thoughts. When I was a child, what? I spoke like a child. What else? Understood like a child. What else? Thought like a child. But. But what? When I became a man, I put away childish things. What does that mean? I quit thinking like a baby. I quit understanding like a baby. I quit talking like a baby. And I grew up. And I grew up. Oh, glory to God. I grew up. So what do? You're bombarded with these wrong thoughts. Look at those bills. Ain't no way you're going to make this. Look at this. What a mess you're in. Your relationship's not going to make it. You're not going to make it. Look at you. Your failures and mistakes. If you just sit there and think about that, you're going down. What do you got to do? Use the weapon God gave you. The sword of the Spirit. Whip out your blade. Don't just sit there and take that. Whip out your blade. And go, hey, no, you don't talk to me like that. Right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is He that's in me than he that is in the world. Now, when you're saying that, what's on your mind? Not failing. Not going down. And as long as you're saying it, that's on your mind. What about when you stop? Well, depending on what's going on that day, Sometimes as soon as you stop, here comes the wrong thoughts back in. If you're smart, what will you do? Crank that speaker back up again. And sometimes, I mean, it's like work. Sometimes you just have to keep on saying it and keep on saying it all through the day and all through the night until that other stuff backs off. Oh, can you see this? Thank you, Master. Use your mouth. Use your words. Hallelujah. Go to 1 Peter, if you would. The first chapter. I think we can finish up here pretty shortly. Oh, but that's good too. Maybe I can just sum it up. First Peter 2. Verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and what? All evil speakings as newborn babes. Now this is still the Napios, but it's not the unborn, now it's the newborn. As newborn babes do what? What do babies need to grow up? They gotta get nourished. You can't just not feed a baby. What if you don't feed the baby? They'll die. They've got to be fed. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. What do babies need to grow up? They need the sincere milk of the word of God. Of the what? Of the what? What do you speak? Then what do you eat? Words. Words. Are you seeing keys to growing up here? How do you grow up? Speak the truth in, what is the truth? It's words. Words that God has given us. What is the sincere milk of the word, of the word of God? It's what you hear. What you are hearing is feeding your spirit. And what you are speaking is causing you to exercise and grow up. Hearing words and speaking words feeds you and causes you to grow up.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Spirit Food, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603C. That's R1603C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.